This is the SML Podcast.
Damn it, Doyon.
I thought the whole psychological thing was like seeing somebody do it.
Just the sound, man.
Is it?
It's everything. Yawns are contagious.
Right. But I thought it was like you had to actively see somebody do it.
Cause it's apparently
the
whole not.
Mentality of, yeah, I guess you're right because you just did it. Punk.
Yeah.
Do you have like cameras in my apartment that I don't
you
know about?
Son
or?
Of a bitch. So what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
I'm Chris.
I'm Pappy.
I'm also Chris.
Hey,
yeah.
And this is episode 108 of the SML podcast, and we are going to kick things off with some awesome news for the world. Our show's ending.
I thought you were going to say about the actual awesome news.
Oh no, that's coming. That's
okay,
coming.
All right.
I'm blaming Pappy because we added him officially at episode 100, and now 2 months later, we're killing the show.
I'm going to come out there and say it is 100% because of me. I have duties and obligations that I need to attend to.
Yes. Chris has life to focus on.
Yeah.
And we lost the call.
And your phone cut out already. Because we're obviously... Here's another reason. Because we're not professional enough.
Yes.
Nobody wants to deal with this stuff. And then the other opposite thing, and I might as well mention this before we get to Chris, because we do have a guest this week. If you didn't hear him introduce himself earlier already. So Rock Band 4 is official. It was officially announced today.
Well, I was going to get to the whole our show is ending thing.
Well, right. We're right.
But and
we're,
like focus on that for a
but
minute.
But here's the thing. So Rock Band 4 is officially a thing. You don't need us anymore. We made Rock Band 4 happen. So we don't need to be here.
Okay. We have them back. So that was seamless. Yeah.
It works.
This is a good sign, right?
Yeah.
All right. Our show's ending. Click.
But yeah.
Show's over. Fuck you guys. I don't need to be here anymore.
Yeah, basically.
Pretty much. But yeah, basically, Chris, you said you need to focus on life. And since you've been part of SML since the beginning, I just don't think it'd be right to continue on the show without you.
I understand.
So
I respect your decision.
I am jumping on the sword.
You're hopping on the sword. I would honestly love to see you do a podcast, even if it's not with me, even if it's just like the Joe show.
You and Pappy are both saying that you want me to continue. I think I'm going to take some time and think it over, see if I could effectively record without you.
Yeah. And I could help you figure that stuff out. You know, I'm here to help.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like you get killer guests, which we'll get to our guests in a second.
No, we'll never get.
You get great guests.
I'm just hoping that by the end of April, Joe and I will have a new podcast where we just review sex toys.
You can finally never
got our Fleshlight sponsorship.
You could finally get your Fleshlight sponsorship, and that would be legitimate.
Oh my God, that'd be great.
It does sound like you guys found your niche.
Exactly.
But as it stands, this week included, we have 3 shows left. We're going to end it at 110. Might as well get a good even number to end things on.
Precisely.
And
because we're really anal like that.
We're going to go out with a bang, that's for sure. Next week, our scheduled guest.
Skype keeps happening.
You're a Skype.
That's still a bang. It just explodes.
Yes. But our scheduled guest for next week is Kunal.
He's finally coming back on the podcast.
And fingers crossed, Norg as well.
Cool.
Since this week kind of fell through because of the weather.
Because snow happened.
And
surprise, surprise.
And for episode 110, we are going out in a blaze of seasoned dick-flavored glory with the iDarb crew one last time.
I'm excited.
So
those guys
they
are
should
so
be
fun.
Excited, man, with all the stuff they've been pimping this week.
Dude, they're
oh
they're
my
doing
God.
Work. They're doing major work.
Shit is crazy with them, which we'll get to in later on in the show.
Yeah, we'll
talk
we'll
about
touch,
that stuff.
Yeah, we'll touch more on the news and stuff later.
We're gonna touch lots of things.
Lots of news. We're gonna touch.
Welcome
all
to
the
14-hour podcast.
No, I wouldn't be surprised if that final episode goes kind of long.
The final one will probably go pretty long,
especially with the iDarb guys.
Because those guys are just a fucking riot.
The best part is our final recording is going to be on the 17th, which is the day after my wedding anniversary and the day before my birthday. So that's my present. Is murdering the show. So thanks, Pappy.
happy
you
birthday.
Son of a bitch.
Just what you've always wanted.
Right?
Yeah.
But a sense of meaninglessness.
Yeah. Well, we're not needed anymore. We've spent 107 episodes before today fighting hard to get Rock Band 4 announced.
Drumsticks? Oh, like Guitar Hero and Rock Band drumsticks? That's funny.
Well, it happened. Yeah, so, mission statement accomplished. No reason to continue, right?
Hey.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way I look at it. We made Rock Band 4 happen.
Yeah.
We're no longer needed.
It was solely because of us as well.
It was.
I mean,
absolutely.
And now we have to stop the podcast so we have more time to practice.
To play Rock Band 4.
Well, that's what I was. I was playing Rock Band 3 today to get my chops back up. So.
Yeah, sorry for our distraction. Chris's neighbor Chris came in because we need more Chris's.
Yeah, that's three Chris's.
Italian medium. He was called on the one episode. But yeah, episode 20, Nick Chester was on the show, and we asked him about Rock Band. Episode 25, Nick Chester was on. We asked him about Rock Band. Somewhere in the middle there, John Drake was on.
And we asked him about Rock Band. And somewhere in there, we actually technically confirmed Rock Band 4. I need to find what episode that was.
I don't know which one it was.
Technically. We called it.
They weren't allowed to.
They didn't say shit. We called it. We're like, yo, Rock Band 4 is confirmed. And we were joking about it.
Yeah.
But we were right. So
yeah, we totally were right. Yep. It's probably Nick's episode.
I would presume
so. One of the first Nick ones. And then 2 weeks ago, Nick was back with Aaron Trites and Eric Pope and
we
all but confirmed it.
Yep, we talked to them about Rock
Band. They were just about to confirm it exclusive on our show and like they had connection issues.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know.
Snow.
They realized it was this show and they were like, maybe we shouldn't confirm it on the SML podcast.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to ride off into the sunset and play Neverwinter and Rock Band.
Yep. That's exactly what we're going to do, actually.
But for now, there's a game that only I've played that you two haven't.
No, I got it to work last night.
Oh, did you?
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah. I managed to get about 8 minutes into it before Steam just decided to be a giant flaming douche overall. But I did get to play it. So.
Okay. And the game we're talking about, Chris, how about you introduce yourself, tell us who you are, what you do, and all that other happy horse shit.
I'm Chris Albert, and I'm about to launch a game called Dragon, a game about a dragon, and it's about 3 years into development. And what else am I supposed to say?
Whatever you want, really.
What's it like?
What's the game about? I'm going to guess Dragon, a game about a dragon,
is about a game about a dragon. Yeah.
No, actually, it's about like a homeless dude.
Dressed up like a dragon.
It's a game about a dragon. You play as a dragon and you fly and you breathe fire and all that other shit.
Nice.
And all that other shit.
It's the best pitch I've ever heard.
You're a dragon and shit. What more do you need?
Yeah, exactly. What more do you want? What do you want from me? You're a fucking dragon. Like, Jesus Christ, act like a dragon. Like, go burn some houses and shit. Like,
well, it's more whimsical. Yes, this is it seemed like it's aimed towards a younger audience. Am I correct in assuming that?
You'd actually be kind of surprised. It's kind of got more of a Adventure Time humor twist to it, so it's probably more suited towards people like who are just getting into college or in their late 20s, early 30s.
All right.
That are recreational users.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Recreational.
Okay, that works. All right, that works.
Yeah,
that
for my little amount of time with it, it was pretty fun. I did like the scenery. I liked how it was almost like crayon drawn.
Yeah, I was going to say, I really enjoyed the art style of the game.
Yeah, it I don't know, even though visually it wasn't the same, it just reminded me of like Scribblenauts in terms of, hey, it's just going to be fun. You know, and other than me not mastering how to fly because me and keyboards are not friends, it was, you know, the little amount of time I had was fun, you know.
Well, just so you know, next time you fire it up, it does natively support the 360 controller, so you can use that if you want.
Right. Now I'm excited.
I was just about to ask. A lot of indie games that I tend to pick up on Steam, I look for ones that have controller support because then I essentially just send them to my TV and do it that way. So I have essentially like this super, super large like indie game like catalog that I could just kind of pull from.
Yeah, I need to get a controller hooked up to my computer because I know the Shovel Knight guy said the same thing when I talked to them at that PlayStation Expo. It was terrible.
Dude, I tell you what, man.
I'm really bad at it. They were like, oh, are you using your keyboard? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, yeah, no, it wasn't even made for a keyboard. We just released it on Steam.
Now, actually, this game was made for a keyboard because, I don't know, it's kind of inspired by, you know, 16-bit era games like Yoshi's Island, Front Mission, Gun Hazard, that kind of shit.
Okay.
But as far as like the keyboard layout goes, I had SNES 9X in mind the whole time I was making it. So, technically made for keyboard, also added controller support after people were like, I can't use this on a keyboard, dude.
Those of us who are more console gamers are just not adept at keys anymore.
You know? Yeah, I hear that.
Because I remember in high school, my friend, our friend Josh, he was a huge PC gamer, and he'd play stuff like MechWarrior where you could hotkey everything. And then have a 9-button joystick hotkeyed. And he'd memorize where everything was. He could do the keyboard one-handed and the joystick one-handed. And, man, he'd try and show me how to play once in a while, and I would just end up walking my mech off a cliff.
I bet Josh would do good with Steel Battalion.
We have a Steel Battalion controller down at the...
I want a fucking Steel Battalion controller, dude.
We have one down at the Wilkes-Barre store.
Just for the novelty.
I think Josh would just be like, all right, I need like 7 more buttons. This isn't enough for me.
I need another set of buttons for hotkeys.
He ends up like putting a keyboard in between like the all the controllers and stuff.
He'd like, be using his toes.
Yeah.
He would have like bass pedals hooked up.
It's like
the left big toe is for alt, right big toe is for shift. Yeah. That gives you, you know, triple the options now.
He puts like those like muscle sensors, and he just like flexes his right bicep, and it just like
it's like that Terry Crews Old Spice commercial.
Exactly.
And that's actually kind of why I like controllers more personally, because remember him saying in college they would have this, you know, because we're old people, they'd have Halo 1 tournaments, and he was telling me he regularly came in second or third, but the guy who almost always won only had one arm.
Oh, what? My God.
Yeah, so he would actually, his stump, I don't know if he's right or left armed, but his stump would run the left joystick, and his hand would do everything else. And I think that's I think that's a lot more possible with a controller than a keyboard, but it's cool as hell just to hear that story. Like, yeah, one-armed man wailing on
people.
Yeah,
that is pretty sick.
Oh, my God.
Did you win? No, it wasn't me. It was the one-armed man.
Oh, my God. I don't even know where to go from that.
No, you know what? You know, I bet you he could probably be a really good fighting game, because essentially you're just going to use the...
I really thought you were going to say drummer.
No. No.
Rick Allen playing Halo.
Sure, because I actually saw this documentary on a drummer that had no arms.
Wow.
And he was fucking ripping. Dude, he was so good. He was really, really good. Put me to shame, man. So, yeah, man. I've seen people do pretty incredible stuff before, so I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah.
I've seen a guitarist with like no arms too, so that's not impossible.
Yeah, there's that one guy that plays with his
feet. It kind of shames me, though. You know, here's these people with all these disabilities still being amazing, and I can't even be arsed to run more than a mile and a half.
Or use a goddamn keyboard.
Or use a goddamn keyboard. You think you have a rough playing guitar with your feet? I need to shift A.
I can't handle two buttons at once. Like, with the same hand?
Control-Alt-X? What is this confounded contraption? Well,
I'm only one man.
I think it comes down to me just having poor coordination. The four broken fingers from football kind of says something about that. So when I am asked to do more than one thing at a time on a keyboard, I tend to miss.
You have the wrong hobby.
Directions okay. Unclear, dick stuck in keyboard.
So you don't need any hands for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've been trying to get that. What they've got those remote controlled sex toys now.
And have you seen out how to figure out how to hotwire that and make it a controller?
Well, no, it's supposed to be for people who are long distance. Like you Skype with your you know your boyfriend or girlfriend, and they control the sex toy.
Sounds
kind of creepy.
I've seen some articles on that. I don't know how I feel about that.
I have no idea what it has to do with me missing keyboards, but I figured I'd bring it up.
It's because you're trying to find alternatives to using a keyboard. So you obviously would rather control it with your penis.
If I could play a video game with my penis, it would be a win-win situation.
No, it's because like right before the show, we were talking about how he was on a quest to get head now that he was finished with his homework.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it all comes full circle.
It does.
Video games.
Video games.
Pappy and the quest for leaving
left,
the goddamn
I start
house.
Getting on topic now.
Exactly. Exactly. No reason.
Speaking
to
of leaving the
that.
House, though, I did like the plot that I got to see with your game, the dragon. It was actually kind of neat to have the role reversal where the dragon's girlfriend was abducted because of population control.
Yeah, the king really doesn't like dragons.
I just thought it was a nice little twist to start things out, and I'd say what I'm enjoying the most is just the your level up menu was pretty cool, looking like a classic D&D character sheet.
Yeah, that's exactly what I had in mind. At the bottom, if you look, there's like a stupid FF9 reference. A bunch of the skills listed are from fucking Final Fantasy, so.
Nice.
Well, I guess you can't actually see that until you fire it up next time.
That's true.
Yeah, no,
I haven't seen it.
Yeah, Chris.
I watched a couple of videos, obviously, so I knew what we were talking about at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think the art style is really, really cool. I like that there's like it's not completely linear, that there's like different paths that you can kind of choose.
Yeah.
Part of the design philosophy there was because, you know, I have like one or two stages that are a little mazy, but I know there are players who don't like that shit. So I specifically made those stages. Well, if you don't want to deal with the maze, fuck it. Just skip over it.
Yeah. Go around it.
I like that though, because honestly, like I just don't like a lot of platformers that it's just go here. Like the platformers that you have a little bit more freedom.
Yeah.
That's where it starts getting a little bit more interesting. So,
yeah, you have multiple ways to win. And it is nice that you have an option to skip around a little bit because, you know, again, I'm a bad gamer. I like that eventually I might have the option to, oh, let me just not do this part where I'm terrible. Let me go around it.
And then in the second level.
and then he gets after the tutorial.
Yeah.
And then I hand Joe the controller and say, fuck it, you beat it.
You hit start on the menu.
Yeah, right.
I can't figure this out.
What is that? Strot? Where is the strot button?
Press any key. Oh, where's the any key?
God damn it.
I agree. Yeah, that's right. Simpsons reference.
So what are some of the games that you kind of primarily drew a lot of your influence from that made you want to create this particular game?
Well, you know, visually, I really liked Kirby's Adventure 3 and Yoshi's Island, and I figured, well, I can draw this stuff by hand, so you know, I could kind of work with that aesthetic. But gameplay wise, I was looking at a lot of side-scrolling action RPGs from, you know, the mid to late '90s, stuff like as I mentioned before, Front Mission Gun Hazard, which never came to America, but it was, you know, you were in a giant mech, you could fly around and shit, and you leveled up your guns and your jetpacks and whatever by using it more, and I thought, oh, that's a great system, I use that. Along with other action RPGs, like, you know, the Wonder Boy series on the Sega Genesis, or Working Designs Popple Mail.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I'm sad Popful Mail never got any kind of, like, re-release or something other than the, what, Sega CD that was on?
Yeah, it was on the freaking Sega CD. It's like, shit.
So, like, it's conversations like this that make me wonder about what kind of childhood I had where I've heard of none of these games before.
Yeah, and you know what? And I'm not familiar with any of them either.
I'll say Popful Mail is not a game a lot of people know about.
Right.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until I was in boarding school either, so... I mean, I met this guy who's much more of a fucking nerd than I am. And obviously now he works in a bar and he's a little bro and he has, like, tats all on his back. But back then, he was like, oh, dude, check out this Popful Mail game. I brought my fucking Sega CD all the way to this island so I could play it in boarding school.
Damn.
See, my parents should have sent me to boarding school.
So my parents just made me bored during school.
Now, Joe has always been our source of minutiae when it comes to games. I don't think there's any been a guest yet, has there, that mentioned a game that you had no idea?
Or at least, like, if they mentioned multiple games, you at least knew one of them.
Yeah. There's stuff out. Like, my experience with Popful Mail is probably limited to like 5-10 minutes.
Uh-huh. But you know of it.
Purely through emulation as well.
Right.
It's because that's not a game that you're going to like go to a used game store and be like, hey, Popful Mail, holy shit.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's not an easy game to track down.
You know what, actually?
Well, this is like a fucking quest. Here's a game that you probably don't know, Joe. What about Revengers of Vengeance? You know that shit?
I've heard of the Psycho Stick.
Revengers of Vengeance.
The Psycho Stick album, Revenge of the Vengeance.
No, Revengers.
Right. Stump the joke
there. That one, Revengers of Vengeance.
That one isn't ringing a bell.
Yeah, how come it's been all the way up until three episodes left that we decided to start doing a Stump the Joe?
It's a cool contest, actually.
It's not hard. Like, anything Sega related, for the most part, I'll have a hard time with because I was a Nintendo boy growing up.
Yeah, you were.
So, like,
I still do know some Sega stuff.
Ranger X.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I never played Ranger X.
That was really, really scary shit.
How about Subterranea?
I have not played that one.
Is this where we get all indie with games? Like, yeah, this game's so unknown, only one person's played it, and it was the developer.
Yeah.
Like Little Nicky from Game Boy.
Nicky.
I actually mentioned that at work, and I had a coworker who was like, dude, I used to play that game all the time.
I need to find a copy of it so bad. It's the same thing with me and McDonald's Treasureland Adventure. Like, every time I mention that to somebody, they're just like, what? They're like, McKids? And I'm like, no, not McKids. Like, McDonald's Treasureland Adventure. Treasure made it. It was on the Genesis. It's fantastic. You know.
That's the one where you play as Ronald McDonald and you got to give up your like light bulbs and shit?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know that.
It was like Treasure made it. The soundtrack was killer.
God.
It was just an awesome game.
The cheapest copy of Popful Mail on Amazon right now is $120, and it's disc only.
Oh my god!
Well, that
well, I mean, you know, I'm a huge Working Designs fanboy, so
yeah.
Shit, I wanted to work there, but they went out of business right before I went to university. So
that's like the worst time.
Yeah, I finally have all this time. There was time now.
Yeah,
oh, and then you know what? I even accidentally went to fucking university about 3 hours south of Redding, California, which is where our Working Designs was stationed.
So you probably could have just like hopped in your car and just went over there and be like, hey, give me a job.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how long did it take you to make your game anyway, out of curiosity? It was just you doing this whole thing?
I did contract out the music and I contracted out the sound effects, but that's because I'm bad at sound effects and music. But everything else, yeah, that's all me. Programming. Yeah. I didn't know anything about programming when I started this, and art, just what I can freaking scribble. Animation, though, I'm very familiar with because I spent like 10 years working in like TV studios and shit. So,
hey, that's cool though that you pretty much self-taught and managed to push a game out on Steam.
Just lucky, I guess. But basically, I started like actual programming work and spreading in March of 2012. So, you know, right now is the third year, and we're launching April 2nd, hopefully, if Steam approves our proposed launch date. So, you know, 3 years.
That's for something you basically did on your own. That's pretty cool. What have you done the last 3 years, Joe?
I did a podcast.
Well,
you murdered it.
I was just going to say, we all know how that's going to end.
You fucking killed it, Pappy.
Well, I got to focus on drunk monkeys, I guess, you know.
You son of a bitch.
It's all, again, this is my fault.
About you, isn't it, Chris? I'm the one who did it.
Let's not get it twisted. I don't want Pappy to take the blame for something that I'm doing.
I do. I like blaming him.
I don't. I like Pappy.
I don't.
Pappy sends me a lot more gifts in Diablo than you do.
No, that's because I get gifts for you. Like, I've sent... it's funny because Joe gets one out of like 10 gifts. I keep getting them for fucking Ashley and Cat on the Boards.
I get them for Ashley all the time.
Yeah, I went on... I deleted her characters. I deleted her save file.
And I'm still getting
gifts for
her. She doesn't
play it.
That's insane. Yeah. I don't know why. They need to do something with that system. They have to.
Yeah.
You should be able to go through your friends list and like select the people that you want to have things drop for.
Yeah.
Get on it. Get on it, Blizzard.
Chop, Blizz.
Chop, Blizz.
Oh, yeah, Chris, what were you about to say?
This is a Diablo 3?
Yes.
Yeah. They've gotten me addicted to it.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
I don't know. My bros and I played that for about a month when it came out, and then we never touched it again.
I don't know if it's any
better or not.
Vanilla,
I refused to play it, and
Vanilla
Joe
was terrible.
I tried it at Joe's finally when I was there last summer. I picked it up when I got home, and now just, like I said, I spent an hour after I finished my homework today playing Rifts on Torment, and I'm wondering what I'd done with my life.
Yep. Dude, I'm telling you, like, if you haven't touched it in like a month since release, you definitely need to give it another shot. Like it's like a completely different game now.
And it's best if you get it on Xbox One.
Honestly, nowhere to lie, it is the best on Xbox One or PlayStation 4.
Oh, we're not talking about PS4.
But we'll get to the PlayStation 4 later.
Yeah, I know all about Joe's problems with the
PS4. My God.
That's insanity. We will clue you guys in on that later. But yeah, like 100% console version, Xbox One version is like the best version. And I never thought that I would ever say that a console version of Diablo is supreme, but it is.
Console Master Race.
When it comes to Diablo.
It's like Tim, he posted that status on Facebook, former co-host Tim, about the Metal Gear Solid 5, the Phantom Pain Collector Edition.
How it's not getting
a PC
release.
He's like, oh, no PC release. So I'm just hashtag console master race, fucker.
Yeah, I'm sure he was pretty butthurt.
It's where the money's at now.
There's a ton of games I want to see come out on PC, but they never will. What's that, Shadow Complex on the 360?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I think the game is coming to PC, isn't it? It's just the collector's edition isn't.
Yes, that's what he's complaining about. He can't get a collector's edition with a PC copy inside.
Collector's editions are for suckers.
Hey, listen, I'm gonna be I'm gonna be delving into some in the near future. Ergo Rock Band.
Well, that's not really a collector edition. That's just...
It is, though.
The full instrument set.
Yeah, but I already have instruments, and I'm still going to get them.
Well, they're still not 100% confirmed on if your old instruments are going to work.
Yeah, they already said that.
No, they said that they want it, and they're going to bust their asses to make it happen, but it is not 100% confirmed yet.
No. Well, that's
the amount of
sense.
Dust on my instruments says that I might be better off just buying the whole set again anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I fully expect it to happen because that's one of their biggest priorities, but it's not 100% confirmed yet.
Well, I think they already went on record saying that their main priority was having the DLC transfer over.
Yes, and they confirmed about 95% of the DLC is going to carry over.
Right.
I'm going to assume anything that has been pulled from the marketplace isn't going to carry over.
I would.
Like Metallica, unfortunately.
Right. I would assume that stuff wouldn't, but...
But if you can carry over 95% of it, that's still
great.
There are hundreds of songs.
Yeah, they are still expecting over 2,000 songs to be available
on release.
Yeah.
Well, no, they said it was going to be over a span of however long after release because they're going to work on like ironing out all the problems first.
I'm going to assume a mass chunk of it is going to be available at launch and then any stragglers might be trickled out.
Yeah.
But
I'm not worried
about
it.
If you have a big library now, you're going to have a big library.
Right. And it'll give you more of an excuse to have a big library again.
I like the people who are like, oh, I bought all my Rock Band stuff on Xbox 360, but I bought a PS4. What am I going to do?
Sit there and cry.
Buy an Xbox One.
Yep.
Someone's like, oh, I'm going to have to rebuy everything. And someone else is like, it's going to be cheaper to just buy an Xbox One.
Yeah. It would.
Actually, yeah. With the amount of songs out there, yeah, I mean, it's hundreds of dollars cheaper than rebuying all of those.
Yeah, I think it's been known since the beginning that Xbox is the best platform for Rock Band.
Absolutely.
It always has been, and with Rock Band Network, it's even better.
Yep.
And on the subject of Rock Band Network, they said that everything should carry over. Their basic stance was if you bought it on the 360, you should have it.
Right.
For the most part.
I'm excited.
Except for those tracks that don't technically exist that you have, right, Joe?
Yeah. Or that I had.
Right.
Until my hard drive just shit.
It was a good run.
I'm excited. My 360 is actually starting to shit out on me, so that's why I'm excited that Rock Band is actually going to... That I'm going to have a new version because then I'll literally have no reason to have a 360 again.
Oh my God, Ashley, why are you texting me?
I hear the sound come through the headphones. It's great. But no, I'm glad because my 360 is literally like on its last leg. So by the time the new Rock Band comes out so that I can transfer all my stuff over, the only thing that I'll need a 360 for is Skate 3. That's it. And I won't keep a system for that, just for one game. That'd be stupid.
Mine isn't even plugged in right now. I took it to work over the holidays because we were having a... It's a, hey, you have to be at work, but you don't have to work thing. So I was like, all right, I'll bring my Xbox. And ever since I brought it home, it's just been sitting on the floor, all of its components disconnected.
Yep.
I'll be honest, since I got the Xbox One, I barely fire up the 360.
Yeah, I might actually just... I might get rid of it soon.
I don't think I'll get rid of it. I have way too much for it.
You have a lot. I have like nothing.
Yeah, I would hold on to it just for
despite having
customs.
Such a big 360 library.
The customs are cool.
I don't even feel like going back and replaying anything because there's finally enough out on the Xbone that I like.
Yeah,
that right. I no longer have that urge like, oh, let me go back and play Mass Effect or let me play some Fallout.
Right, and that's the thing. I've got more than enough stuff to play too.
Yeah,
that I got EA Access now.
Finally?
Yep.
Speaking of EA Access, in the past 2 weeks alone, they've added two games.
What ones?
NBA Live 15.
Well, yeah, I knew about that.
And then yesterday, Madden 15.
They added Madden 15?
Yes.
Shut the fuck up.
Added yesterday.
I'm going to have to download that.
Yeah. So in the span of 2 weeks, they added two new games.
Huh.
How fucking awesome is that?
Well, that's exciting.
Indeed.
I'll just get
rid of it. Yeah, but at the same time, didn't EA just axe Maxis software?
A lot of people are pissed about that. That's another bit of big news, is that Maxis was shut down by EA. I think it's at the point where it was kind of a mercy killing.
Like shut down or...
Like shut down. It's the studio's closed.
So they exonerate the entire thing.
Yeah. Maxis is shut down.
No more Sims.
Well, the Sims is handled by a different company, the Sims Corporation.
Uh-oh.
No more SimCities.
Oh.
Like, yeah, but the debacle that was SimCity probably didn't do them any favors.
Yeah.
That is true. 2013 was really, really shit.
Like, it felt like a mercy killing for Maxis.
I could see that. Because there wasn't anything
else. We have an online-only game that has no online capabilities because we fucked that up.
Yeah.
Also, electricity moves along the road.
Yeah, which is what, like, what?
Yeah. The way that they shipped electricity to houses in SimCity 2013 was they had to put it in like trucks and shit and drive it to the Sims houses.
The fuck?
That's wow.
That's amazing. Hey, I got your order of school textbooks. Yeah, here you go. Yeah, here's your Amazon. Oh, your new video games came, and here's some electricity. You might want to put on those rubber gloves for the electricity box.
Speaking of things getting shut down forever, it's looking like my PlayStation career has been shut down forever.
Yeah, I guess we might as well touch on this now.
Yeah. Last week, if you listen to our show last week, you should know that my fifth PS4 has died, and it got to the point where it was smoking and filled the house with the odor of burning plastic. I contacted Sony. I have the 3-year extended warranty, so I figured I was covered. Everything was good. I talked to them. They said a shipping box will be on the way, and I'll be taken care of. A week passed. I got in touch with Sony. I'm like, hey, I never got a shipping notice about the box. The box never showed up. Can I get a status update on this? They're like, oh, your warranty expired. Excuse me? My warranty expired. The 3-year extended warranty that I paid $60 to cover my system for 3 fucking years is expired. They said, yeah, that only covered your first system.
You mean?
Despite the fact that when I signed up for that extended plan, that was after my first one broke because it was within the 30 days.
Right.
I asked them, given how fast this one broke, does this cover my system or does it cover me for 3 years? And they assured me that it covered me and not the specific system. 4 systems later, they lied to me. They did not honor their warranty. I am not getting a replacement from Sony, and I did not want that death trap in my house. So I traded it into Best Buy as a defective unit. I got credit for it, and I ordered some Xbox One games instead.
And I come looking for you when the house burns down, dude.
And I wrote up a nice little article about it, and I'm hoping that that will show up on Bleeding Cool sooner than later. I sent it in. Hannah told me that they wanted to try contacting Sony PR to get a response from them on the article, but if they don't hear back, they're just going to run the article as is. And we're just in that waiting period right now.
I'm really excited for that article to come out.
I'm not happy with Sony.
I don't start the conversation.
And I'm incredibly
Sony for years.
I'm incredibly disappointed because Bloodborne comes out in 2 weeks.
I still like how you're disappointed that you don't have a PlayStation to play the game. You're not disappointed that the thing almost burned your house down
and killed you.
Oh, no, I'm pissed about that. I'm not disappointed about that. I'm fucking furious about that. To the point where when they told me that they weren't going to honor over the phone, they're like, is there anything else that we could do to help you? I said, yes, you can all go fuck yourselves, and I hung up.
Made some poor person in the Midwest very sad.
But they weren't in the Midwest.
Dude, yeah.
They're in India.
Yeah. Maybe the Middle East.
Yeah. Dude, honestly, I'm I'm glad that you did an article about it, because I want to be able to share this like wildfire, because like every single person that I talk to, they're just like, oh, Sony has the best hardware and da da da, and it's just like, everybody knows historically how we feel about Sony on the
hardware front.
Well, they did. They used to have the best hardware back in the PlayStation 2.
Pappy, did I let you read the article?
Still works.
Yeah.
Pappy, did I get you the article to read?
No, you did not yet.
I thought I did. Shit.
Send that off.
I know, but I gave it to
Sony,
Zach.
That's the most disappointing thing about the PS4 is that I feel like they're really ruining the goodwill that they've built up over the last couple of generations.
Do you want to know why they... You know what? They don't care. And you want to know why they don't care? Is because people are just blindly going, oh, PlayStation 4 is the better one of this console generation, so I'm just going to go grab it. Like, they don't do any of their research. They just go, everybody says that this is what it is, so that's what it is.
Yeah.
I still hold that Xbox is better for community gaming, and the proof is really that me being in the military, almost everyone I know who has a console has an Xbox, because it's much easier to play with friends and keep in touch with people out of state, which is a really big deal when you're active duty. And so, I've out of my 30 coworkers, only one person owns a PlayStation, but I can name 12 people off the top of my head who have Xboxes.
But that's the thing. I mean, like, nowadays, I feel like one of the main selling points of a system is so that you could play with your friends. Like,
yeah.
That's like the biggest thing.
Yeah, and
PS Plus is the worst reward system out there.
No, oh, God damn it!
PlayStation Plus is not a rewards program. I have been delegated to say that.
Were there graphs?
You've been told.
The charts involved?
No, we had Zach involved. but yeah, I know I had Zach read it and I had Jacob read it, and the main thing I wanted from them was I wanted them to read the article and let me know if it sounded like someone who was legitimately worried about people buying PS4s, or if I came across as someone who was just a butthurt fanboy who right. was grumpy of his system not working.
Right.
That was my concern.
I talked to you about that over the weekend.
Yeah.
And
they said that it came across as very fair to what happened, but they could see why I'm as pissed as I am.
Right.
Awesome.
Well, I think anybody should be able to justify your reaction to this, because holy shit, this is like, dude, if anybody else was put in the same situation, you can't tell me that you wouldn't be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, anybody that would say otherwise is just lying. Like,
But just remember, there are people out there who will defend their favorite thing to the death, even if it means trying to twist words or justify things in their own minds. So,
and that's why
the less ammunition Joe gives them in his article, the easier it'll be to ignore them.
Yeah, right? I made a point in the article to state I can realize that this is pretty much the shittiest of luck possible. And I can understand that there's people out there who bought a system and they've had zero problems with it. The stars have just aligned to where I got dealt a really shitty hand,
and now
Sony has turned its back on me.
Yeah, you're also getting shitty customer service because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't spend $400 plus PlayStation Plus, plus controller, plus games, plus digital stuff to have problems. I bought it to play. And I can't.
Yeah, that's the thing. So. Like, there's a lot of people. I think the one thing that I am worried about with it being in an article is people might take the assumption of like, oh, well, you're in like this is being released in video game media, so you probably got your system for free, and everybody's going to start taking that route where it's like, stop bitching about something that you didn't pay for, when in reality you did.
Yeah,
I'm worried that there's going to be people that are going to try and spin it around and just be like, well, you're just complaining, you know?
I don't know how many people actually realize, you know, the dev kits are a thing, though. You know, there's a lot of your average gamers have no concept of dev kits and stuff like that. I don't know that that'll be too big of an issue.
Well, and the fact that Bleeding Cool isn't a gaming heavy site.
Okay.
Bleeding Cool is more of a comic site, deals more with entertainment, movies, TV, very comic oriented. They're just starting to kind of dip their toes into video game stuff.
Right.
With us and with whatever articles people are contributing for video game related stuff. Like I contributed my, what was it? The 1 year anniversary of Rock Band 3 ending, right. The DLC ending. I submitted an article there. They're not a very gaming heavy site. So it's not like they're getting free systems and free games and all this other stuff.
Right. I just worry about how people will take the article. That's all.
Well, your Sony fanboys are going to cry foul no matter what I write.
Yeah, that's a given.
So I didn't write that to talk to Sony fanboys. I wrote the article mainly to talk to people on the fence about systems and what to buy.
That's fair. Yeah, because even in my situation now, like selling systems in a store, literally every single time I'm like, oh, you're thinking about a PlayStation 4? They're like, yeah, you know, it's either that or an Xbox One. Like, you know, what would you prefer? And literally the first thing I say is like, well, let me tell you about my friend Joe.
He's kind of a dick. But.
So, and then the other thing I tell them about is the Kinect, which I wish I had.
Yeah.
And people, yeah, maybe someday.
Yeah, people try to make it out that I am a Sony hater, which I'm really not. Like, I loved the original PlayStation.
Yeah.
I loved the PlayStation 2. Those are two of the greatest systems with greatest game lineups ever.
Oh, my
ever.
God, yeah. I'm actually actively searching for the right time to pick up a PlayStation 2 again.
Yeah.
I'm looking for, like, a really good conditioned one that I might grab for myself.
I wasn't huge on the PS3, but it has morphed into a great RPG machine. I love the PSP and I love the Vita.
Yeah. Yeah, the Vita's the shit.
The PS4 is a piece of shit. It's garbage.
I still have I bought Joe's PS2, signed PS2.
Oh, yeah, the one signed by the mini bosses.
Yeah, when he was having money problems, I bought it with the intention of just keeping it until I could, you know, buy my own and then give it back to him in some way, shape, or form. But I like it too much. So it's mine now.
Well, I have a new one anyway, so.
There you go.
That's fair.
But yeah, I'm actually actively trying to figure it out because there is a lot of games that I want to go through and play again. I found a copy of Champions of Noroth at the Scranton store. But Steve found it, so he took it. Yeah.
I'll say, still the only game of any console that I still want to come to a new port is fucking Fight for New York.
Oh, God.
Fight for New York would be awesome.
I just wish Xbox would be like, all right, you know what? We're going to make this, you know, like a $20 downloadable game for the Expo, and you can fight
that's
friends online.
Up to EA.
Well, it's licensing.
Which we know that issues. Yeah, of course it's licensing issues because they have 4,000 rappers in the game.
Yeah, right.
It's a shame. That was the last wrestling game that I enjoyed. And people are like, oh, that's not a wrestling game. Have you played it? It's a fucking wrestling game.
It's it really is.
Made by Aki, who made the best wrestling games.
Yeah.
It's a fucking wrestling game. Yeah. Oh, man.
Someday,
Fight for New York was so good. I want to see Guitaru Man come back.
I know that's one of your favorite games.
Guitaru Man.
Would that ever be a Xbox game, though?
Huh?
I feel like it would probably be a PlayStation game.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like Amplitude.
Right.
The thing is, Guitaru Man isn't owned by Sony like Amplitude is a property owned by Sony. Yeah. Like, Guitaru Man was all Koei.
And they could have, like, a licensing deal with them, right?
Possibly. That's another, like, I fucking backed Amplitude on Kickstarter for PS4. Guess what I don't fucking have anymore?
Oh, that sucks. Can't you contact that? Are they going to have it on other platforms?
I think PS3.
Might as well just get it on there.
Well, it's cross-buy, so.
Well, there you go.
Just fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's why I don't kickstart too much anymore.
Dude, ever since Hex, I feel like I got so burnt on that game. I spent like $250 and kickstarted that game, and all because it was supposed to be a TCG that I can also do PvE stuff. Like, it's supposed to be it's an MMO TCG, and you're supposed to be able to play PvE.
Yeah.
If you follow that.
It's
a lot of letters. That was the only reason why I wanted to play it, and they still haven't implemented PvE, and I kickstarted that game like almost 2-3 years ago.
The only thing I'm hoping goes through is I backed Nurin. Jake Kaufman's new
right.
Virtual. Yeah, I backed that. I did the $100 backer, hoping that. But I mean, they got. I know that the funds raised is just going to pay people's salaries. So I really hope they do it. But
right.
They're halfway done and halfway there. So I hope it gets a spike soon.
Yeah.
I was kind of lucky with my Kickstarters. Yeah. I was kind of lucky with my Kickstarters. I've only backed, Hot Tin Roof that came out a couple weeks ago. Pillars of Eternity, which is coming out in a couple weeks from now. So,
Games are tough, though. I mean, sometimes
they're hard as shit, mate.
Like, I backed Exploding Kittens on day one, and I didn't realize it was going to become the it's kind of nice to see something succeed that well to where you're like, okay, at least
Pappy,
I'm
you kind of dropped out there for a second. What did you say?
I said, I backed Exploding Kittens, and I didn't realize when I did that it was going to become the most everything ever in Kickstarter history. But sometimes it's nice to back a winning horse, because unfortunately, me and quite a few other people backed Kunal's game, Pixel Noir.
Yeah, Pixel Noir.
Yeah, which, I mean, they're still working on it, which is awesome. That's what I like to see, though, is it, okay, well, Kickstarter didn't work. Well, let's do it another route and keep pushing.
Yeah. And there'll be a PAX next weekend or this weekend, whatever weekend it is.
Right now.
Oh, it's going on now? Okay, so they're at PAX. Tim is, at least.
Playing.
Kunal couldn't make it because of back problems.
Playing Smite and Amplitude and getting Rock Band swag.
The only Kickstarters I've really done was I did Amplitude, I did Shantae, I did Heartforth Alicia, which is another PS4 game.
That sucks.
Motherfucker.
Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Stop it. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe you're just not supposed to Kickstart games that are on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, probably. And then the last one that I did, and Nintendo Force Magazine. I've done that twice.
Are they trying to remake Nintendo Force Magazine?
No, it's not Nintendo Power.
Oh,
it's Nintendo Force.
So a new one.
Yes, they're doing a Kickstarter. It's going to end on the 10th.
I wish I had money.
Yeah, this will be their third year that they're going on. 6 issues a year. It's all independent, like 100% independent.
Mm-hmm.
Just done by fans. But
that'd be cool.
Yeah, the
I didn't
last
even know about this.
Yeah, it's awesome. You should check it out. Nintendo Force Magazine.
Yeah.
There's also a Kickstarter, since we're on the topic of Kickstarters and games and stuff. There's a Kickstarter for a new Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. I'm not sure how I feel about that, honestly.
I don't know if I like how it looks.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, with the really big ones like that, I'd rather sit back and let everyone else back it, and then if it's a good product, I'll buy it down the road.
That's kind of how I feel about a lot of that stuff, too.
Yeah, like when I did Shantae, the choice was either Shantae or Mighty No. 9. And I'm like, well, Mighty No. 9 is getting millions.
That's going to get it. Yeah.
I'm going to do Shantae because that's Way Forward, who does awesome shit. Shantae is awesome. I'd rather support them.
Shantae.
And then, the last one was Shovel Knight.
Yeah, I backed that one.
Which we talked about how it's coming to the PS4 with Kratos.
And guess who's getting it to?
Coming to X-Bone.
And guess who we get?
We get the goddamn Battletoads.
How fucking awesome is that?
Just amazing.
I'm so pumped for that.
Battletoads was one of the only games I beat as a kid.
I don't believe you that you beat Battletoads.
I beat it on the Game Boy, okay?
Okay,
it was
that's
a little
different.
Easier than Nintendo.
Completely different.
A little easier.
But it, from what I understand, it's still pretty goddamn hard on the Game Boy. And I beat that
It has its moments. It does. I'll give you that.
But yeah, I'm not sure what kind of capacity they'll be in Shovel Knight. It might be like Kratos, where it's just like a one-off battle cameo.
Dude,
kind
I don't
of
even
thing.
Care. It's I'm sold, man. I'm kind of glad that I waited until now to I still haven't got Shovel Knight at all. So I'm just going to pick it up on the Xbox One. Just
yeah,
so
I'm going to rebuy it on the Xbox One as well. I fucking love Shovel Knight.
Well, yeah, for me, it's... Yeah, I'll rebuy it, but then I'm like, I've only played level one anyway, so...
So it's kind of like you're
you
just
know, weirdly enough,
buying it again.
It's that damn keyboard.
What were you going to say, Chris?
I've never actually played like the original Battletoads. I only played Battletoads versus Double Dragon on the Super Nintendo,
which is also good.
It's the original Battletoads was specifically for kids with infinite patience.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of like Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah, like now, there's no way in hell I would pick up Battletoads to replay it because I would just get frustrated and angry and be like, I'm wasting my fucking time here and throw the controller within 20 minutes.
Shit, I didn't even have that kind of patience when I was 8. Couldn't even grind in that.
Oh, man. I'm like having non-flashbacks of the fucking speed tube.
That was what was going through my brain is just like shifting the bike up and down, up and down, up and down, like... Oh God. So there's another little bit of news that I actually want to touch upon. It's in MMO territory. So when if anybody remembers Wildstar that came out last year, it was relatively popular. It had a decent release. I'm sure there's still a decent community for it, but I haven't heard much about it in the news recently. It's still chugging along. But there was one thing that they did that World of Warcraft is actually adapting.
Oh?
So I have not really delved too much into World of Warcraft. I got a battle chest. One of my exes bought one for me a long time ago. I only played it for like a month because I had nobody to play it with. But they are implementing what they are calling WoW tokens. So these tokens will represent either game time or gold. So you can, in-game, buy these tokens with your gold and redeem them for game time. So you wouldn't.
Ooh.
So you won't have to pay a monthly subscription given you buying those tokens. Or, alternatively, you can pay real money to get a token so that you can sell it for gold. So they're trying to eliminate the need for a lot of people to have hacked accounts so that they can use it for gold farming to try and sell the gold through third-party sources. So this is giving people a safe and secure way of selling gold, but it's also giving a way to players alternatively to not pay the monthly subscription fee and just use the tokens. That may already be implemented. I don't know when that's actually being released, but I saw it in the news like earlier this week. So I haven't really delved back to it. But I think this might actually be enough to make me consider picking up a battle chest and actually giving WoW a legitimate try.
Because not enough for me.
The main thing for me is I just cannot justify a monthly subscription for a single game.
Again, Neverwinter is out at the end of this month.
I understand that.
We're ending the show.
I know. I'm curious to see how that's going to be, obviously, because it's going to be in a console, and I think I'll enjoy that. However, you have to admit, World of Warcraft, there's just such a huge, massive amount of content that you can play that game for pretty much ever.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's like if you get hardcore into it, you can definitely keep yourself occupied and not need to purchase a lot of other games.
You could play it with Josh.
And that's the thing. I've over the years, I've actually gotten in contact with a lot more people that play it. So I think I would be well enough off with people that I would actually be able to find people to play it with now.
Did they add controller support yet?
I have no idea.
Oh, if not, I'm still not going to play it.
You may also with the news, you may be able to integrate it with the Steam controller. Because the Steam controller is supposed to take the place of a mouse and keyboard accurately. And that's going to be coming out in November. I believe it's a $50 price point.
Yeah.
I've seen the screenshots of them, or the photos rather, and I don't know, they look kind of weird ergonomically speaking, like the grips are in towards the player as opposed to, you know, behind the controller.
Right.
The build quality seems a little questionable because you can see the batteries.
Right. I'm curious. I might pick one up just to see what it's like. Now, the other thing that I'm curious in that they ended up announcing this week was the... Steam...
Steam Punk, right? Something like that.
What the hell did they call it? Steam Link, I believe, was the name of it. So, basically, it is like... It's a $50 Roku-esque type of streaming device that, you know, I've got my computer over here that I have... My gaming rig set up over here. I can have this device, you know, $50 little tiny box that I hook up to my TV that will stream my games. Like, it'll use my home computer, my gaming computer, to do all of the processing and rendering and all that stuff, but just send it to my TV through this device, so I'd be able to actually play everything on the couch. So for me, because I haven't actually been touching my computer like at all, because I've just been kind of hanging out on the couch more. So this would actually give me access to my huge fucking back catalog of Steam games and a lot of my indie games that I like to pick up, because it's more convenient for me on Steam. I'll be able to do a lot of that stuff, but still have the processing power and the horsepower to make it look really, really good and be able to put that on my TV easily without having to run a shit ton of cables.
I don't know. I'm still not sold on like remote play devices, just because my PS4 remote play on the Vita experience, even sitting 10 feet away on the couch, has been shit.
Well, the only reason why I think this will work fine is because I've messed around with like the NVIDIA Shields and stuff like that, where they're essentially doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And it works really, really well. Like, you'd actually be surprised with how well it works.
Well, I know there's people out there who have a flawless experience with remote play on the PS4 to the Vita.
Right.
I think it's just the internet setup in our house. Or it's that the PS4 is a piece of shit.
Well, it could be that too. and that's the thing. Like, everybody's situation could be independent of their experience. So it could be completely different from individual to individual. For me, this is something that I'm genuinely interested in, because then that'll give me a reason to beef up my computer again. Because right now it's literally just like, I don't know, I got an Xbox One. I'm probably just going to fucking do shit for that. Yeah. But there is a lot of stuff that is PC only or Steam only that's not available on Xbox One that I'll be able to kind of go through that. Or games that I've already purchased through Steam. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I have Tales of the Borderlands through Steam. That next episode's going to be coming out really, really soon. I'm going to want to play through that. I'd love to play it on my TV as opposed to sitting in my computer chair.
Yeah, and that's also kind of a cool idea, because, you know, I've got the same thing. I've got this backlog of Steam games. But when I come home, the option is, do I want to play the Xbox on my surround sound with my large television, or do I want to sit in front of my laptop with a keyboard?
Console master race.
But this is the thing. This is essentially attempting to bridge that gap. I mean, you've got things...
I think Microsoft is attempting to bridge that gap a lot more.
Well, I agree.
Because my problem right now is I'm running out of HDMI ports on my TV.
Well, that sucks too.
Yeah, the whole Windows 10 unified platform that they're aiming for...
The only reason why I'm not investing too much into it is because I want to see what it's going to actually be like first.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They could say, hey, this is what we're planning for, until they're blue in the face. But until it actually becomes a reality and they say, no, this is what's going to happen 100%.
Yeah.
Then that's when I'll actually form my opinion.
I am excited that they confirm that DirectX 12 is pretty much going to give a 20% boost in horsepower to the Xbox One.
Huge. from a technical standpoint, it's actually a massive difference.
Well, Microsoft said 20% more for the GPU.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It is a huge, huge.
So I am excited about that.
And maybe that means in future installments of Game of Thrones, Marjorie won't look like she has scabies.
Well, that's not Microsoft's fault. That's Telltale's fault.
Yeah.
That's so all on Telltale. Nope, blame Telltale for that.
You'll have to.
That poor princess.
It's Pappy's fault, that son of a bitch. He has to ruin everything.
Now, the other little bit of Valve news, other than the Steam Link and stuff like that, they did announce that Source 2 is going to be a thing, and they're also making it free for developers. So,
Unreal Engine and shit. So,
right now, obviously that's the other little bit. The new Unreal Engine, they are also making that free for developers.
Oh, it is free and it's available now.
So we're gonna start seeing some pretty ridiculous shit soon. So I'm really excited for that.
So what's
personally, I think it could.
Go ahead.
Personally, I think it could kind of go either way. You're probably going to see a lot of really lazy devs who are just kind of piggybacking on Unreal Engine's built-in features and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What? Lazy developers? I don't believe you.
A lot like how some of the parts of the Unity store, especially like the visual assets, encourages that kind of behavior.
Right. We'll see. I mean, the only thing this is another one of those instances where I'm excited for what possibilities could arise from it, but I'm not gonna necessarily jump the gun 100%.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna see some cool shit, and we're gonna see some shitty shit. It's just a guarantee, you know.
We will see some really cool shit because of it. How much of an impact that's gonna be? That's, you know, we'll see down the road, but. It's going to be cool regardless.
True.
True. That. Do we have emails?
It does mean.
Yeah, we have two from Zach.
Wow.
So we have one email that he had to send in
two parts
chunks.
Because it's too long.
Well, no, one's just like a little blurb. Let me get to the emails.
So any shout-outs to any of the awards going on in GDC yet?
Shadows of Mordor was Game of the Year. I didn't really follow any of the other awards.
Well, I'm looking at the other ones, like Innovation Award Monument Valley, never heard of it. because it was a handheld game. It's cool. Best Technology went to Destiny. I'm trying to figure out what Best Technology means, because it doesn't mean good game at all, obviously.
I guess the fact that they had servers?
And then, Joe, have you played Alien Isolation yet? Because it won Best Audio. So
no, I haven't yet.
Best audio stuck inside of a locker experience I've ever had.
I've been balls deep in Diablo recently.
Yeah.
We all have.
You're welcome.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, that's Chris, Joe, and I finally useful now. We our barbarians are actually capable of doing things.
Well, good. We'll play later because I'm starting to gear my barb up for the next patch because... The Whirlwind set is coming out, and then I'll be able to play Barbarian 24/7 again.
It's just going to be three of us as Barbarians.
And?
Hey, yeah, I don't see a problem with this.
I'm just saying.
Sounds like a hot, sweaty time.
Exactly.
The three of us and my three ancients running around.
You mean all nine of them?
Well, that depends on if you two get complete Immortal King sets.
I've already got three.
Oh, well, there you
Jesus.
Go.
Jesus. No, see, I got a new sword that has a 30% chance of making everybody explode. So it's helping me really murder kill everything.
Nice.
I'm not sure I want to give that up.
You will eventually. So, yeah.
Emails from Zach. The first one is called Foreshadowing, a conversation from episode 107. Pappy, fuck it. Podcast canceled. Never winter. Joe, podcast is over. Chris, it'll just become a Twitch stream of Neverwinter. Joe, so the week before March 31st will be our final show. I will now accept no other reason for SML to end than this. You said it yourselves. This is what's happening. Which, looking back, is even funnier.
It really is.
And we actually talked about ending the week before the 31st just to stick with that, but I figured ending at 110 would be better than ending at 111.
Right. That's just weird. Nobody wants to do that.
But the numbers look so pretty.
Well, the funny thing was we were actually debating on doing 110 and then doing one more episode, and that would
episode
be episode
24.
24.
That actually might be something fun for down the road, like if we decide in the future.
I think maybe what we could do is we stop on 110, and then when we get together for the next MAGFest, we do episode 24.
Well, even if I end up coming home over Fair Week.
Well, yeah. I'm still completely open to us coming together every now and then and doing an episode here or there.
Yeah,
but for the most part, the show's done.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes,
for a regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, Norg was like, "Well, why don't you just go to like bi-weekly or maybe even monthly?" Which I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
Monthly might be a possible thing, but
I think realistically, I think the Joe cast is going to happen, and then I'll just be Skyping into him.
I don't know.
That's something's going to happen, or else you guys are just going to have a sad and lonely Pappy just coming home on Tuesdays and talking into a mic that's not recording.
Or we'll just play Diablo.
We'll just play Diablo instead.
And I'll and pretend that people are listening.
Well, the funny thing is I may try and figure out how to Twitch. So if I figure out how to Twitch, you guys could just hop in the Twitch stream with me.
Dude, it's so easy. Like 6 cups of coffee when you wake up.
Or a lot of cocaine, I guess. Or, I don't know.
I'm in the military. Come on. I got to keep it
recreational
non-incriminating.
Use.
Non-incriminating. Yeah, nobody recreational cocaine, all right? Nobody does that.
It's funny. What was the... Oh, she's listening to music. I can't remember his name. Who's the author of Fear and Loathing?
Hunter S. Thompson.
Hunter S. Thompson. She was showing me an article of what his daily intake was of like.
Oh yeah, it was
like
wake up at noon, drink half a bottle of bourbon.
Yeah, with like 9 lines of cocaine.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, but then, that's like every author.
Hunter S. Thompson took it to another level. I think.
Yeah. Yeah. But she like she showed me like this just this laundry list of like what he does during the course of a day. And I love that the one thing that I got out of it, like at the very beginning, it's like 4 p.m. wake up. he wakes up at 4 p.m.
And he'd have like only one meal, right? He'd have like
the dude like housed food constantly. Like he actually ate like a fucking horse. I don't even
Thinking something else then, I guess. But yeah, because I just remember, well, maybe it was just simply that the amount of drugs and alcohol far outweighed the caloric intake.
Oh, it probably did. It did. Absolutely did.
But anyway, Zach's other email, which he titles a proper Zach-length email.
Oh, God.
disclaimer, I kind of jump around a lot in this email, so feel free to stop and talk about things as I mention them. It's not as bulleted and orderly as my usual emails.
That's because he's too busy making his own podcast.
He says, I do too still love you guys. That said, Pappy's right. I am super busy with everything else. February in particular has been crazy busy in real life aside from video game things. In the video game world, I'm still working on wrapping up my Dying Light review. It's not really late because it only released in New Zealand at the end of February, as well as there came an Echo. In addition, I'm getting Ori and the Blind Forest for review in the next few days. He may have it by the time this episode airs. And he's on the request list for Final Fantasy Type-0 HD.
I'd fucking hope so. Considering what he's doing, geez.
Yeah, he's really hoping to get that one. Plus, I reckon episode 2 of Tales from the Borderlands will be out in another 2 weeks or so. Then episode 2 of Life is Strange should be out by the end of the month as well. Not to mention his Final Fantasy marathon, currently in the middle of Final Fantasy 4, which is rapidly becoming difficult to keep up with. So yeah, keeping well and truly busy with my review games, leaving zero time to play other games such as the last 3 months of free Games with Gold titles, D4, Worms, and Rayman Legends.
Which Rayman Legends is the shit!
So or the good. Xbox One copy of Saints Row 4 Reelected and Gat Out of Hell he won from a contest recently, which is fucking awesome. And
I was going to say, that's pretty sweet.
I got sucked back into Saints Row because of Pappy, which we talked about.
Honestly, I would love to play that game, but I need to save my funds for other games.
Yeah.
I don't blame you. It's just funny that, yeah, Joe was patiently waiting for me so we could co-op, and finally he was like, fuck this.
And just started going.
He got every collectible in the game, and then we get back together for a minute, and then don't play again for a couple of days. So I finally hit him up this week, and he's like, yeah, I couldn't wait any longer. I beat like 75% of the game. It's like, all right, that's cool, because it's just such a draw.
I did all of the open world stuff, except for like two things that I didn't get gold on that I did with Pappy.
There you go.
To upgrade from silver to gold.
Silver and gold.
He continues, I've still not progressed further than an hour in the Evil Within, Sunset Overdrive, or Master Chief Collection. You know, the games I got bundled with my Xbox One when I bought it. My wife still wants to watch me play Grand Theft Auto 5 as well, which we've had for going on a year and a half. Oh, and Hyrule Warriors DLC. I've barely touched the Majora's Mask pack, mostly because of the awful increased load times that came with it. But the boss pack is supposed to fix that. Friggin' pumped to play is Beast Ganon and the Giant Cuckoo. Did you hear about that? Oh man, it looks like the most ridiculously amazing thing ever.
It really does look fucking awesome.
Yeah, in the Hyrule Warriors DLC, one of the hidden characters is the giant chicken.
Which is amazing.
It's fucking ridiculous looking.
So are you untouchable like in the actual Zelda games, like since chickens can't be hurt?
I don't know.
I'm not exactly I'm not entirely sure how that's going to work.
Fucking backlogs, man. They never end. A first world problem to be certain, and a problem I love more than I should, but a problem nevertheless. Oh, and Joe, I've decided that I will be emulating Final Fantasies 5 and 6 like I did for 3 and 4, so no need to worry about me playing the shitty PlayStation 1 port like you warned me about a while back. Which, seriously, the PlayStation ports of Final Fantasies 4 through 6 are dog shit.
Terrible.
I'm shocked.
Super Nintendo games should not have loading times.
No.
Oh my god, really?
Like,
they have like 5-second menu loads.
Yeah, to the fucking menu. Like, the entire SNES ROM could fit into the internal memory of the PlayStation 1. But the way they recoded it, there's friggin' load times. Super Nintendo game.
Wasn't it because they like made their own weird hacked-ass emulator and put it on the fucking disc to run the games?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. I told him do anything except play the PlayStation 1 ports.
Yeah.
Because if he's going through the games in order, he should at least get a good experience and not base his review and his play on the shittiest versions possible.
Yeah, nobody wants to do that. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah. Anyway, by the way, you guys never discussed your final results for 4 for February in episode 107.
Up, actually.
As I'm typing this, I'm realizing that it's probably because it was February was still happening when you recorded. So, how did you all get on in 4 for February? Chris, did you play more Earthbound? I bet you didn't. You wimpy kitty baby whiner.
I didn't.
That's all I've got for now. Later, dudes.
I played everything except my 4 for February.
Right?
I played new games. I bought new games. I played Diablo. I did not touch any of my 4 for February.
I did technically. What was on my 4 for February? I finished Dead Rising.
Nice.
Which that was awesome. That was really really cool. Ending was baller. I was very upset that I couldn't. That I didn't unlock some other kind of game mode that I could just kind of like free roam with, but you'll have that. What else? I didn't touch Earthbound because I don't know.
Blasphemy.
You're a kitty baby whiner, as apparently. Zach says. Yeah.
I attempted D4, couldn't get into it.
It's so much more fun with the Kinect. It is.
I was going to say, like, I'm sure it would be a lot more interesting with the Kinect. Because I don't have the Kinect, it was really kind of odd.
No, it's odd no matter what. It's just more fun with the Kinect.
I played WWE 15, which wasn't on my list. I borrowed it from the store, and I started doing the campaign mode, and it was
Well, you're supposed fun. To go over your 4th of February. That wasn't part of it. So
I kind of want to like I want to pretend that that was on there. what else was on there? Oh, Shadows of Mordor. So Shadows of Mordor, the disc is in my Xbox One right now, but I haven't gotten back to it.
I did beat Shadows of Mordor in the first week of February, as well as I played two chapters of The Walking Dead, Episode 1. In an offhanded comment, I said I wanted to finally beat Diablo 3 hardcore, which I did.
You did.
So I'm going to count that. I finally beat Diablo 3 hardcore mode and hit level 70, so I have my 1,000 achievement points in Diablo 3. So, fuck yeah.
Proud of you.
Congratulations.
They grow up so fast.
I don't even remember all of my four anymore.
Doesn't matter. None of us care.
I didn't play Evil Within. I didn't play Shadows of Mordor, and I don't remember the other two games.
Doesn't matter.
I don't even know what February is.
You're supposed to just play four games in February that are in your backlog, you know, to kind of force yourself like, oh, yeah, here's four games that I own and for a reason, but I just haven't gotten around to.
No, my four games was debug Dragon Game, and tell people freaking hurry up and help me debug this shit.
Well, I helped you with a bug in Dragon.
Yeah, you did. You did. And thank you very much for that. It was a really weird bug.
Because I'm awesome.
Happened, Joe finds weird things. It's just a fact.
Well, it was the first boss. Like
I was going to say, he found a bug that your dragon started catching on fire and smoking.
Well, that's not a bug at the end of the stage.
That's a feature.
That's a feature? Oh, okay. Maybe that's what they need to start putting on the labels of PlayStation 4 boxes.
Yeah. Warning, smoke.
The barbecue feature.
May catch on fire and start smoking, but this is a feature.
I've always joked that I could cook a steak on it, but I didn't realize.
It's a barbecue feature, but you have to buy the $30 fat catcher so it doesn't fall into your PlayStation.
Foreman's PlayStation 4.
God.
Come on, kids, we're going to barbecue.
The PS3 looked like a grill.
It does look like a grill.
It's just the PS4 can actually cook things.
Maybe it's the ultimate $20 or 20-year plan for Sony to eventually make just barbecues.
Maybe.
I will say,
when Hannah asked me about contacting Sony to see if they had a response, I was all for it because I legitimately want someone at Sony to read what my experience has been, and maybe they'll try to make things right.
By what? You already got rid of your system.
I don't know. Send me a new one.
They won't.
I know they won't, but I can hope.
They're going to send
you like $50 in PlayStation
money. Like, yeah. Here's 50 bucks in PlayStation money. Go buy shit on your other system that you kept from us.
I don't know.
No,
maybe,
only good for PS4 games.
Maybe they'll... Oh, fuck you. I'm hoping that they'll try to make things right.
Oh, my God. Now, I just imagine like, oh, yeah, we're really sorry for the trouble you went through. Here's a limited edition PS4 controller.
Well, I could use the PS4 controller on the Vita TV.
You could.
Oh, there you go.
Or connect it to your computer.
Yeah.
Here's a signed copy of Bloodborne.
I'm tempted to keep my Bloodborne pre-order because I have the limited edition pre-ordered.
I was going to say, you're crazy up the butt edition.
And I don't know. Maybe when they do a hardware revision or something, I'll buy a used one. I'm not going to buy a new one. That's for goddamn sure.
No.
I don't know. Someday, Joe, I want to start tracking all your collector's edition because I have a feeling that at the end of the year, you spend more on that than I do on groceries.
Probably.
Oh, dude, that's a guarantee. That's 100% accurate.
It'll be pretty close though, because I do buy only the finest free range meats from a deli or a butcher. Sorry.
Yeah, you buy like actual food, so no, I think you spend more on groceries.
Yeah, I bought 4 chicken breasts. It cost me $23.
What?
Well, it's. That's
how much it costs in freaking Hawaii, and that's after shipping.
It's free range chicken, and it came to like 5.5 pounds actually. So
Hawaii, what's the amiibo situation there like?
If they get here, nobody buys them.
What? Joe's about to send you a sack of cash.
So what amiibos do you have available down there?
I'm honestly not sure. We get what we get.
Find a King Dedede one.
Hawaii is just the forgotten little brother. It's like, oh yeah, send them something. You would think being between the U.S. and Japan, you'd get all the cool shit.
You'd think so, and we did. We did when Squaresoft set up shop here and made FF9 here, but after that was it.
It's like, you've had your turn.
Yeah, we did.
That's is all
I
got
to get back.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to hit your stores and let me know what amiibos are available down there.
Yeah, I'll send you like the 50 villagers we have on this island, Dave.
Yo, dude, if you have a villager, absolutely I will buy
one. I don't know if we've got any.
You just gave them both erections. Just you don't so even you know.
Well, I have a villager, so I'm not...
I need too. A villager. That was the only one that I wanted from the first fucking set.
You realize if they have villagers there, you could eBay all of them and make stupid bank.
Yeah.
Well, I will consider it next time I'm in town, but it's kind of a drive, so...
Villager and King Dedede.
And if you have a GameStop, Shulk.
I don't know. I've become so hateful lately at all these people wanting
things. I found
things.
A Shulk,
actually.
Like when did I
if
buy
I
it?
Find, I feel like if I actually
you
find
mother-
one of these rares...
Fucker.
Where was it? Where was it? I'm trying to think. Where was it?
You son
Dude,
of a bitch.
Dude, it was actually... It was up here.
You son of a bitch.
It was the one... It was by Pantera Bread.
You son of a bitch.
Sit I didn't Pantera know I was Bread.
Yeah, I didn't know I was supposed to be looking out for him.
I told you before it even came out. If you see any Shulks, you son of a bitch.
I'm still going to pretend that Shulk is actually She-Hulk.
Oh, my God. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. You son of a...
Is Sheik interesting either?
No.
No? So I've seen a bunch of those.
No,
too.
Sheik is everywhere. Bowser's everywhere.
Yep.
Pikachu. Mega Man and Sonic are kind of easy to find. I
heard
lump them
uncommon.
More as uncommon. Yeah.
Out of curiosity, I walked into the Toys R Us nearby, and it was just nothing but Mario and Peach.
Yeah.
Like 100 of each.
Yep.
Yeah, I'd expect nothing
yeah, I mean,
to be available
on this
in
island.
Vegas.
All we have is GameStop and Walmart, so. Those are the only two limited edition.
Oh, wow. So you can't even get
specific outlets we get. Yeah.
Oh, you don't have a Best Buy down there?
We don't have Best Buy on this island. It's on Oahu.
Yeah, and it probably isn't worth the money to go to another island just to stand in line and maybe get a figurine.
Well, if they had a Meta Knight there. Because Meta
Knights... I couldn't even find it in my Best Buy. Like, I couldn't even find the amiibos. Either they were sold out or this Best Buy is just so. Well, it is. Shitty design, but
I was gonna say it is a Best Buy.
Yeah, I mean they are. Because I kept looking for Dying Light, and three times I was in there. I'm like, wow, they must be sold out. No, it turns out that they only had it on one little side kiosk display next to the PS4 games.
Which obviously you didn't want to look there.
Yeah, well, you don't think to look for a fucking Xbox game next to the PS4 games, which are in another aisle.
Did you not find an employee and be like, hey, I'm looking for Dying
Light?
Oh,
God, no. I don't care enough.
See,
have you ever spoken to an Xbox employee? They're higher than I am.
Yeah, that's a good point. The only employees that ever approach me to see how I'm doing are the ones trying to sell me DirecTV.
Yeah.
Either that or a new TV.
And every time the DirecTV person comes up to me, I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could get DirecTV.
Yeah. See, every time they come to me, I tell them, no, sorry, I'm military. I'm actually PCSing in a month. So,
and then a month later, you show up and it's still them.
He won't remember me.
No.
See, the one Best Buy employee at the Sealands Grove store, he actually recognizes me as being a gamer, so I showed up and he's like, hey, are you looking for Sonic? We have it in stock. I'm like, no, I actually already have that one. I'm looking for Mega Man though. He's like, oh, we had like five of those yesterday and they all went. But I think one of the other stores nearby has it. And he like got on his computer, found the Muncie store had it in stock, called up the Muncie store, like got in touch with one of the managers, and they did an order over the phone for me to get a Mega Man amiibo, head up there, pick it up, and then go home.
Sweet.
That's pretty good of them.
Yeah.
That's good customer service.
You're not going to get that everywhere.
Yeah.
No. In fact, you're not going to get that unless they actually know you.
Right.
And that was the same day that I went there with my PS4. So I got rid of a PS4 and got a Mega Man amiibo.
You traded your PlayStation 4 for a Mega Man amiibo.
Yes.
I like that trade.
Awesome. I have a hard time walking in there and not buying things, so I try to limit my time in Best Buys because I'm a movie guy, so I have a very hard time not walking out with, oh, hey, this Blu-ray is only $7. I'll only watch it once, but hey, it's only $7.
Part of me wants to like look up on BestBuy.com and see what Amiibos they have in at like near your location.
Well, as I was saying before, I just this whole like scarcity of Amiibos just has me wanting to go like buy a super rare one and then just film me destroying it with fire and then sending everyone the video.
That's not a big deal because people did that with the Majora's Mask 3DS.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See, I got to draw the line on value on cost at somewhere. You know, the Amiibo is what, $20?
Not even.
Yeah, it's $12.99.
Yeah, I can get a chuckle out of destroying something $20, but the Majora's Mask, that was what, $200, $250?
Oh, yeah. $200.
Yeah, it's no longer funny when you're destroying hundreds of dollars. It's just kind of douchey.
Well, I mean, someone did that to, what, a PS3 or PS4 at launch or something?
Yeah, PS3's at launch. Everything. There were a couple of YouTube videos of people, like, shooting it and then blowing it up.
Dude, they're not even showing, like...
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Pappy, what's your zip code?
Yeah, like, I... 89011.
You cut out again.
89011.
Check stores.
Oh, my God. I love that we're doing this live.
Why not? Yeah. What are people going to do? Stop listening to us?
It's true. It's the mentality that you get when you're like, you put your 2 weeks in at a job, and then you're just like, ah, I guess I'll show up late. What are they going to do, fire me? Like,
yeah, next week I'm just going to eat soup for the whole podcast.
No, you don't have Ike out there.
Do check, I have Mike?
Check for King DDD. Dude, I'm so pissed about my King DDD. I'm so
yeah. That is
that.
Really fucked up that they did that.
That was the one you pre-ordered, and they were like, "Oh nope, just kidding."
Yeah, I pre-ordered it, and they were just like, "Yeah, you might not get one. Like, you have my money." Like,
did they at least give you your money back?
I don't want it back. I want the figure.
Oh, that's great.
Nope, nothing out there.
Because they even said it. They were like, "Oh well, you can go to your store and you can get a refund." I'm like, "I don't want it. Like, I want my figure. I gave you my money." For a product that you carry and that you have in other stores, but you just won't give me mine.
You should have made them get it from another store.
They won't do anything for me. And I think the funniest thing about it is I previously was employed by GameStop and left on good terms.
Should have called corporate. That's fucking bullshit that they won't do anything.
Corporate doesn't even know that I have it. The funny thing is like, they called me up. They called me up and they said, "Hey, you may not get your figure. If you do get it, it's not going to be until like after summer." All right. Now, I called up corporate. They left a message on my phone. So I called up corporate, called the same number that they called me from. Okay. And I'm like, "Hey, what's going on with this? Like, you know, just wanted to get information for it." And the guy's like, "I'm not showing anything in the system that you have a pre-order for one." And I'm like, "You called me to say that I'm not getting it. How do you not know that I have it? Like that doesn't make any goddamn sense."
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And then I went back to my local store. I'm like, "Hey, you guys still have my money for this Amiibo, right?" And they're like, yeah, it says that you have them pre-ordered. I'm like, "Good." Like,
yeah, it's fucking stupid.
We
so, Chris, if you have any DDDs down in Hawaii...
Yeah, right? Fucking prick bastards.
It's funny. Walmart can only find one store within 50 miles of my zip code.
I think the thing that pissed me off more than anything was the picture that Zach posted.
Yeah.
Because there's just a wall full of them. And you're just like, God damn it, man. Like, why isn't that here? Like, why... Like, they could not figure out how to get one of those figures, one of those extra figures to come to our store. Like,
all they had to do was call a store that had it in stock and be like, "Hey, we have a customer issue. You need to send us the DDD.
Well, apparently it's nationwide now. So it's
No, see, I'm just laughing. They can only find one. Walmart.com can only find one store within 50 miles of me. I drive by three on my 8-mile commute.
Nice.
Maybe they're like, maybe they're third party Walmarts. Like somebody just opened up a store and they're like, I'm going to call Walmart and see if I could just go under the radar.
Well, the one's called, well, the one is affectionately called Stab Mart. So,
it's Walmart.
Like it's it's like Walmart. Yeah,
or it's like South Park where it has two L's.
Right,
Walmart. It's Walmart.
Yeah, is so DDD is only at Walmart?
No, DDD's anywhere.
Everywhere.
Oh, well, I can buy one for $20 at Walmart, but they don't have any. I can go to mygreenoutdoors.com and buy one. That's not a shady at all.
My Green Outdoors.
I was excited because apparently the one European website has a Wii Fit Trainer on Amazon for like $21.
Are these now
Europe get like a
are they region locked?
No.
None of them.
None of them are region locked.
See, I think that kind of pisses me off too now.
Yeah, that's why there's people who will spend $40 to import stuff from Germany.
Because it still works the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I wish I had
my bro
stuff
from
like
Germany
that.
Is fucking swimming in villagers and Wii Fit trainers and shit. He's like,
yeah.
I don't know why people pay so much money for these.
That's where you just fucking buy up a dozen of them and put them online.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That sucks.
People were like, oh, but the packaging's different. Like, I don't give a fuck about the packaging.
You open the packaging.
Not everyone.
That's even like they released the season 4 of Game of Thrones, and I guess Europe got this awesome, like, House Clegane packaging. But the U.S. just got this, you know, your standard fucking here's our logo.
Well, Best Buy had different houses available online.
Online, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, come on, man, just throw up a couple of different ones at your stores and see what sticks, you know? Make people happy.
Yeah.
No, we can't do that. We can't make people happy. That's just crazy talk.
It's like 3D Blu-rays and Disney and their bullshit.
Yeah.
3D is just a fad. 2D's where it's at.
Yeah, but I want a 3D Big Hero 6, and it's going to cost us like $35 to import it.
I still haven't even seen that movie yet, and I want to.
Oh my God, I watched it twice. Fucking, I watched it Sunday and then again Monday.
It's so good.
I watched it in theaters, and I saw. I've even watched all the fucking special features already, man. It's just, it is such a treat.
Because
I somehow
is that
did
the sixth movie in a series or what?
Yes, it's Big Hero 1 through 5 or little known 80s Marvel movies.
No, I'm serious. I the first time I heard about it, I was like, well, where are the fucking 1 through 5?
No, that's just
there's
the group.
Six big heroes in it.
Yeah.
That's why.
It's a group
but,
of
no,
six.
I actually don't. I didn't even mean to, but I bought the Bees on Saturday. I bought the three Oscar nominees, Boyhood, Birdman, and Big Hero 6. And,
because you're a boner.
Birdman was awesome, and I loaned that out to a coworker who's enjoying it. And Big Hero 6 is amazing, and Boyhood is one of the most boring goddamn movies I've ever watched in my life. Let me just throw it out there. For those of you who are like, oh yeah, Boyhood, everyone says it's great. It's a technical achievement because he filmed it over 12 years, but ostensibly it's a story about a kid growing up. That's it. There's no overarching plot. It's a kid growing up, and things happen to him. And if I need awkward moments as a 12-year-old, I've got my own memory. I don't need to watch a film.
Basically, if you've ever grown up, you've seen the fucking movie already.
You have, yeah. There's actually some cool stuff that could have made a good movie on its own. Like in the 1 year, the mom remarried, the guy ended up being an abusive alcoholic, and he was crazy. I'm like, this is actually really good, and I got really sucked into it. But then it was only a 20-minute scene. And then, boom, it's a year later, and they're living somewhere else. And I'm like, well, fuck, now I'm bored again.
Video games.
So that's why we talk about video games on this podcast.
Because the movies aren't that good.
I guess. So,
well, I will always be a movie guy, but
no one cares. So exactly. Anything else you guys want to talk about, or should we start wrapping this up?
Is what's left in GDC? Who are the big announcements left? I really don't follow that.
I don't know.
Big announcements? I don't know.
Like, who's left that might be making a big announcement?
I don't know.
There's probably going to be stuff announced. It's only, what? It's only...
Dude, Rock Band 4 got announced. That's all that matters.
Yeah, but weren't you guys talking about a couple weeks ago that...
We're recording on Thursday, so... Yeah.
GDC's basically done.
Yeah.
PAX
starts tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah.
Who was it, PAX, then, that you guys were saying there was a company that was going to make an announcement and they, like, never make big announcements?
No, that's Bethesda at E3.
Yeah, Bethesda at E3, which that's not going to be for another couple months.
Yeah, and our show's dying in 2 more weeks, so...
So we'll cover
PAX. It's not so much dying as we're doing a mercy killing.
It's being murdered by you, Pappy.
No, it's just...
killed our show.
It's just a slight strangulation.
It's death by erotic asphyxiation.
We're getting carotene.
Yeah, we're exactly. We're getting carotene.
Oh, we could always come together and do an E3 show.
It's possible.
Episode 111 in 4 months.
Right? It's possible. It can happen.
I think you should, if we ever do, like, you know, the occasional get-together episode, it should be non-sequential. We should pretend that every week we've recorded. So, you know, we do 110, and then for GDC we do, like, 127.
This is GDC episode.
He means
E3.
You're so bad at this, Pappy. God damn.
Who's a what now? I'm full of acronyms. I can't remember anymore.
God damn it.
Yeah, trust me. He's in the military. He has an excuse.
My whole life is acronyms.
His whole life is acronyms.
So, Pappy, do you have anything else to talk about?
No.
Chris Huber, do you have anything else to talk about?
God have mercy on my soul next weekend.
What's next weekend?
I have to play fucking Parade Day.
Oh.
I am doing 3 sets. I finally got my official schedule. I'm doing 3 sets. 45-minute set, a 45-minute set, an hour set. My first set, 1 o'clock. My second set, 5 o'clock. My third set, 9 o'clock. I'm going to be in Scranton surrounded by completely shit-faced drunk people for almost 12 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Good luck.
And then 3 days later, final podcast.
And then 3 days later, final podcast.
With the iDarb crew.
So I'll be able to talk about a lot of drunk people.
So, Chris Albert, do you have anything else you would like to talk about with us tonight?
Not really, just... anybody who's listening, remember Dragon, A Game About a Dragon, comes out hopefully April 2nd. Go pick it up if you want.
How much is it going to be?
I'm listing it at $6 regular, but I'm doing a introductory discount of to $5. So
awesome. Nice. Yeah, it's. I'd say it's definitely worth that price. It was fun. Well, it is fun, and I look forward to playing it with a controller.
My only feedback for it would be to make the dragon move a little bit faster.
I could see what I can do about that.
Yeah, it felt just a smidge slow, but that's just me.
Well, I'm a smidge slow, so it felt fine to me.
No, there you have it. So that is episode 108, all wrapped up and all done, and then we only have 2 more of these fuckers left.
Yep.
Yeah.
2 more.
I didn't even know this. 108. That's my lucky number.
Yeah, awesome. There you go. So if it's your lucky number, what kind of final words do you have to say to end the show?
I honestly don't have any good wisdom to impart to you guys.
Well,
so
no. The final words final is words. Never actual good wisdom. It's usually like... an insult to us or a funny saying or just telling us to fuck off even.
Oh, well, I guess in that case, the final word is, bro, you freaking holies, give back my land. Go fuck yourselves.